Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Eight o'clock on a Monday, on a Friday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey with you as well. Chiefs Eagles 325 on Sunday. Josh Briscoe with the pregame show, postgame show, Chiefs Radio Network. Mitch, Dan, and Kling, all those guys. This is from the text line from the 785. Love to see it. On Monday, Dusty was saying they don't have a running back, which obviously means Pacheco is going to have a huge game on Sunday. I hope. Reverse psychology,
yeah, that's
man.
It, man.
I minored in reverse psychology. Can't even say it, but I minored in it. I didn't, but you get it. I hope, man. Set the tone.
Please.
Get the running backs going.
Yeah.
Let's get into the
script.
Got to
run the ball.
Let's do it. Get into the script.
Who's number one? Who's going first?
Oh, I thought we had like an intro that said, the script.
No, that's Bob's Bonehead Raw.
Bob's Bonehead.
Raw. Yeah. Bob's Bonehead Raw. So here's how it's going to go. We're going to get raw.
I hope.
The Chiefs receive it. They go on a methodical drive to take an early 7-0 lead. Many will think in the stadium when you're holding the microphone on the field that I'm sitting in my seat comfortably enjoying this game in the sweltering 95-degree heat. Make sure you wear sunscreen on Sunday, especially if you are on the visitor side of the stadium. People in the stadium will think Marty Ball has returned to Arrowhead, but it will be just what the doctor ordered. The offense is going to gain confidence. They're going to score a TD on two of their next three drives. The defense, I think, is going to come out pretty pissed in this one. I mean, when you have Mitch Holtis calling out Chris Jones, for lack of a better term, I hate to use the term calling out because people are going to think, oh, my God. But Mitch didn't mince words with Chris Jones. He's
but
got
he
to be better.
Face.
Yeah, well, maybe he did. Who knows? They were on a 12-hour flight. Who knows what was said on that flight back from Brazil, right? So I think the defense is going to come out pissed. I think Chris Jones does his job and messes with Jalen Hurts all day long. He won't get in any rhythm because of Chris Jones. This is a Chris Jones game for me, man. I'm challenging Chris Jones right now. Step up, man. Let's go. Be that best defensive player. I was watching something yesterday, I forget what it was, and they were talking about Aaron Donald and just what a menace he was, and these offensive linemen were talking about what a menace he is. I want people saying that about Chris Jones, about how difficult he is, how much of a menace he is, and so this is the game for that. Spags will lock down that Philly offense. Kelsey doesn't take out any of our guys. Chris Jones does his job. Chiefs win 35-0.
Here we go.
Woo!
I love it. Yeah, man, bestie tackle in the league. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Man.
You're saying, well, I mean, okay, well, fine. He's top three.
But people, the perception is he's one. Even if he's top three, play like a top three. I need you to start wrecking games.
Yep. Change the game.
Like,
exactly.
Exactly. Like, if you're going to be considered one of the best, you've got to go out there and wreck games. Come on, Chris.
Yep.
Wreck this thing.
Even if it's an O-line like this, doesn't matter. You're that good. Let's
right.
go. All right, here's my script. The Chiefs look better because they're more prepared for the absence of Worthy, right? They've had a week in practice. This offense is going to look a little more clean. Pacheco looks more like what we thought he could be before the season started. Kelsey going to have a little more into the offense. 5 catches for him, but I'm still going to go with the Eagles on this one. They'll look like a better team. They'll be more talented. They'll just look stronger. Mahomes will keep this a game until the fourth quarter. The Eagles will be up by double digits. The Chiefs get a field goal in the fourth quarter. The defensive line looks bad again. Little to no pressure on Jalen Hurts. The Chiefs lose this one 28-20.
I mean, when you're a Howie Roseman lover, what else would I mean?
Bold take. I love it, though. I love it. This game is close, and I mean real close. Chiefs find themselves down 10-0 in the first quarter. And then they seem to figure it out. Mahomes becomes him. Again, the whole game throws a late first. He throws a late game or a late half touchdown and gets it to 10-7 in the second half. They get a 50-yard field goal to tie it because they have a new football in the NFL. If you didn't see that story,
New football?
It's a different size football for kickers now in the NFL. True story. Philly gets a field goal from Elliott to make it 13-10 late in the third quarter. Chiefs start the fourth quarter and Hollywood gets a big gain. Another one of those 40-yard gains that ends with a Noah Gray tutty. That's right. Noah Gray anytime. book it. Chiefs go up 17-13. Philly scores again with an A.J. Brown touchdown, and there we go. This is the game we want. And they make it 20-17. Then the two-minute drill happens that we were robbed from last week because Chris Jones tried to be the Mr. Hero, and Justin Herbert got the first down. But this week it happens, and in dramatic fashion, Chiefs march down and score with a Travis Kelce touchdown to win it with 30 seconds left. The Chiefs win 24-20. I said the Eagles were going to win all week, but Mahomes as an underdog at Arrowhead is blasphemy. There is no way that man is losing this game as an underdog. Stare him in the face and tell him it. Chiefs win 24-20.
I like it. I like it a lot. When did they change the kicking ball?
Did you guys not see this story?
I think kicking ball has always been different.
They've had the K-ball for years.
Yeah, K-ball, yeah.
I just saw a story about it last week.
With Butker. Yeah, they put the wrong ball in the game. Yeah, they didn't have time to get the K-ball in there. They didn't change the ball, but they've had that ball for, I feel like, forever now.
I forget what exactly it was. Tube says that lowers your
five yards, six yards.
I can't remember. Yeah, so boom, 58 yards or whatever it was, Butker without the K-ball. Smash.
With a normal ball, so that's how good Butker is and how good Tube is, too. Again, we got to give that guy credit for getting that special teams play taken care of. Like, that was wild, man. That was crazy. I've never seen anything like that, and that's coaching, and they were prepared for that. And I really like your script when you said they're more prepared this week because they know they're not going to have Worthy. Yeah. And you may have just uncovered the most important conversation that we haven't yet had this week, Mac. And I want to kick myself for it, kick Dusty for not thinking of it. We waited till Friday to go, yeah, they lost Worthy on play three. They had to adjust again in game. Now, very similar to the Charger game last year, they figured out a way to adjust and they got it done. They still had, they had Worthy in that game. They didn't have Rashee Rice in that game. So very similar, but they figured out a way and they adjusted. The one thing we really haven't taken into account is they know, for the most part, they're not going to have Worthy this week. So the game plan isn't going to be geared towards him like it was last week. And so I think at times, we forgot. They got Mahomes, they got Reed, they got Nagy, they got all these guys sitting around all week, 10 days, preparing for a game, knowing they're probably not going to have number one out there. So I think that does factor in. I think that's a good point by you.
Yeah, a lot of texts coming in about balls. The different ball is super weird. It's like, let's have a different basketball for free throws. It's stupid. They made some sort of adjustment to the K-balls themselves. They changed the rules about which balls they can use. Teams can now bring their own. Used to only have 60 minutes to break in 8 brand-new balls before the game. See, I knew we'd have some text line people.
People just want to text balls.
Yeah, I think they just want to talk about balls.
Okay, well.
816 says, Mac, you're fired.
Okay. He's not.
Why? What did you do?
He picked the field up.
The Eagles. To win. Well, he's a Howie Roseman lover. It's just, what do you expect? Like I do and ignore his takes. Except that one I said you did really good on.
Except that one is really good.
That one I liked. That was a good one. The one I didn't like, that's a bad one.
Yeah, this year's kickers can bring their own kicking balls, and they will be more broken in and easier to kick. That's what you probably saw, Dusty.
Gotcha.
Probably.
Yeah. 660. Okay, gotcha.
Shout out
that
to
makes
the
sense. 660. There we go. Yeah, I did not see that. That's interesting. So their own kicking balls.
The balls.
What's the difference if they bring their own balls or somebody brings their balls for them? Mm. Would you rather bring your own balls or have somebody bring your balls for
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You
always bring my own balls.
Always bring
right. I think you got to bring your own balls because if you are in control of your own balls and you know exactly where those balls have been. Remember, like Deflategate, they mess with the balls. You don't want people messing with your balls, man. You really don't, especially as a kicker.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.